Here we are, just past the halfway mark for 2018. Many of us spend our summer days thinking about cookouts and the ballpark and the beach. But if you're TV critic Eric Deggans, you're slogging away indoors, working on your list of best new shows of the year so far. Eric Deggans, at least you're keeping cool.
I tell you, I'm toiling hard in front of the small screen.
Small screen and the air conditioner.
I got my Doritos by my side and my notepad, and I'm ready to go.
Great, such an image. So for your best new show list, why don't we start off with the BBC America's Killing Eve. Sandra Oh is in this. She plays an intelligence analyst. She is obsessed with a flamboyant assassin who's played by Jodie Comer. Why are you so hot on this one?
Well, you know, what's valuable in television these days, especially to me, is stories that are by folks who have been marginalized and featuring their stories. So this is a story about women created by a woman, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And it's about these two women who are sort of obsessed with each other and don't yet quite understand why. And it's a cat and mouse game between the two of them. And it's very well done. And it subverts a lot of cliches about espionage stories. So I just love this show.
Okay, again, that's called Killing Eve from BBC America. Let's go from one really offbeat show about a killer to another offbeat show about a killer. HBO's Barry caught your attention. I wonder if you have a soft spot for murderers or what.
Yeah, what does that say about me? Or maybe something about the times that we live in. But yeah, this is a very dark comedy starring Bill Hader, who used to be on Saturday Night Live. And what's wonderful about this show is that, it gives Hader a chance to stretch a bit. He's playing a killer who is feeling increasingly dissatisfied with his life. And when he tracks one of his targets into an acting class, he feels like he's found his calling in life. It gets progressively darker as the show goes on. It's very well done. And I expect it's going to get a lot of attention when Emmy nominations are announced.
That's Barry from HBO. There's also Showtime's The Chi, which is a drama created by the Emmy Award-winning Lena Waithe. And the events in the show are set in motion by the shooting of a young boy in Chicago's South Side. But it also tells personal, everyday stories about people who are in the neighborhood. How does it balance all these stories?
Well, The Chi is really interesting because we've seen, of course, a lot of news coverage about how violent the South Side of Chicago can be. And I grew up actually in Gary, which is right next to Chicago and Indiana. And so I'm very familiar with the neighborhoods that are depicted in the show. Now, I have to admit that when the show first came out in January, I gave it a lukewarm review because I was only able to see about three episodes of it. But when I saw the full extent of the season's episodes, I came away convinced that this is a great show, and it really does a great job of humanizing characters that we normally see as stereotypes or don't even see at all when we have these conversations about violence and poverty in America.
Okay. Once again, that's Showtime's The Chi. I know you want to highlight Stars Vita as well. In the short time we have left, what can you tell us about it?
What's important about this show, it's a show about two sisters who are Latina, who come back to their old neighborhood after their mother dies. And there's not a lot of Hispanic representation on television. So this is a show that not only features an almost entirely Hispanic cast, but it was created by and written by Hispanics as well. This is a wonderful little series, and people should go back and check it out if they get a chance.
Obviously, all that time you spend indoors with the snacks by your side and the air conditioner on are well spent. Thank you. NPR's Eric Deggans.
I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for you guys.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.